From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. You're about to get arrested for illicit activities. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It is great to be back in Nashville. Now, you might ask why we came here now. Well, think about this year with this insane election and all the bizarre events and the strange mistakes in the news every week. What is 2016 but the best country song ever? For example,
I got those reading the news, thinking about Ted Cruz, worried for the Jews.
And who better to actually help us write that song than country music star Wynonna, formerly with the Judds, currently fronting the band The Big Noise. She'll be joining us later. First, it's your turn to take the spotlight here in Nashville. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Debbie Mendez from Foss, Oklahoma.
Foss, Oklahoma. Where's that?
It's in western Oklahoma, but that's really just my mailing address. I live in the country.
The country. So you don't
really
live in Foss. Like, Foss is like the big city you get to every now and then.
Yeah, well, I really live in the country.
So describe where you live. What's out there?
Cows.
Mm-hmm.
horses. Mm-hmm. Donkeys.
Well, that's good because I think that, you know, depending on how the election goes, you might be better off with a place defensible and a food supply. So, good for you. Debbie, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a Colbert Report alum whose new blog is Quality Time with Pete and Deb. It is Peter Gross.
Hello.
Next, it's a feature writer for the style section of the Washington Post. It's Roxanne Roberts. And a comedian performing at the Denver Improv November 25th to the 27th. It's Alonzo Bowden.
Hello, Debbie.
Now, Debbie, your job, of course, is to start us off with Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, explain or identify two of them. Do that. You'll win our prize. That is the voice of Carl Castle answering the phone for you out there in Foss.
Or okay.
Foss adjacent. You ready to play?
Okay.
All right. Your first quote is from famed Chicago weatherman Tom Skilling.
Freeze warning in hell.
Mr. Skilling was referring to the long-awaited, very improbable win by whom on Wednesday?
The Chicago Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs. And if we were doing this show back home in Chicago, the rest of the show would be 47 minutes of screaming. For 108 years, they have been the lovable losers of baseball. And now, as of Wednesday, the Chicago Cubs are just another baseball team. What happens when you give up the one thing that makes you unique and special? For 100 years, she was Sleeping Beauty. And then one stupid kiss, and now she's Awake Lady.
It does change instantly, right? Because as of right now, they're the favorites to win the World Series next year.
Yes, they are.
Also, they have the shortest World Series drought now of any team baseball. It's like a day.
Do you know the last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, it was Wednesday? But I do want to point out that Nate Silver's political data site, 538, the day before the game, had the odds of the Cubs winning at 26% and Trump winning at 28%. So I hope the Cubs enjoy their visit to the White House to be met by President Trump.
Oh God, I just forgot that if he wins, he'll be doing that stuff. Oh. I feel like Obama met the Warriors after they won.
Yeah.
And he was like, talking to them, and he was like, Curry, you need to pass the ball a little bit. And then, like, he was, like, ripping on individual players. Yeah. He was like, Draymond, keep those elbows. Like, he knew stuff about every player.
He is a sports fan.
He's a sports fan. He should do that forever. Like, whoever wins for the next, you know, as long as he's alive, they should be like, you get to meet the president, but it's Obama. Yeah.
All right, Debbie, your next quote is, in fact, a headline from the New York Times, not a description of something painful.
Emails tied to Wiener.
That sounds like the most painful Halloween costume ever.
Whose emails turned up on the hard drive of disgraced Congressman Anthony Wiener last week?
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, Hillary Clinton. Things were going so smoothly for her in the last weeks of the campaign. Hillary was ahead in the polls. She was trying on pantsuits covered with little presidential seals. She had it made. And then just at the end of last week, the FBI said, oh, we found hundreds of thousands of Hillary's emails on this laptop belonging to, of all people, Anthony Wiener. He, you remember, was married to Hillary's top aide, Huma Abedin. Can you believe how upset Hillary must be? The prize was within her grasp, and one more time she was brought down by a wayward Wiener.
There are a lot of things you can hang on Hillary Clinton, but I don't see how she can be blamed for this when Huma has a husband who's cheating, no good, running around. Who would she want to talk to? Who would feel her pain? She had to reach out to
Hillary.
I know,
and it
turns out you're the only one who's been
there. That's true.
Yeah, there's like they're the members of like a very specific two-person support group.
Yeah, exactly.
But let us take a moment just to express some sympathy for the FBI agents who were tasked with looking through Anthony Weiner's laptop. They asked a lot of agents, and they were like, no, man, I'm too busy with my regular job cleaning up serial killer crime scenes.
Yeah, you have to have like a hazmat suit for your eyes looking through that.
All right, very good, Debbie. Here is your last quote.
All right, stay on point, Donald. Stay on point. No sidetracks, Donald. Nice and easy.
That was somebody giving advice to Donald Trump as he was making his closing argument in front of a crowd this week. Who was it?
Himself?
Yes, the Donald himself reading his stage directions. So as we get toward election day after this improbable election, some people have Donald Trump ahead. Everybody is watching the polls all the time. They check 538, they check all the sites, they check Real Clear Politics. Even Donald Trump is paying attention, and he doesn't look at a poll unless there's a naked woman dancing on it.
I was kind of hoping that that whole like internal monologue would like just turn into a song, like a little moment alone, like keep it cool, Donald, keep it cool, Donald, and like the spotlight comes down on him, and there's just a guy playing piano, and he just, you know, sings some long soliloquy to don't say what's in your brain, but I must know. Like,
I mean, granted, Donald Trump finally found someone he will listen to, which is Donald Trump.
Also, there are 5 days, you know, people were saying like, oh, Trump is like the monster in a horror movie, and he comes back, you know, just when you think he's dead. I think like the election is the thing that is the horror movie. Like, you're kidding yourself if you think that over the next couple of days something crazy isn't going to come out, and like, you know, like Melania is going to come out and be just be like, I am not an illegal alien, I am an alien. That is why I talk funny.
Bill, how did Debbie do in our quiz?
I guess the New York Times gets to fuss. She got them all right.
Well done, Debbie. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling and playing with us, Debbie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.